Girly Whirlies, hello and welcome back for another episode of
Your Q
RA with Sam Bay on the Girly Whirly Show featuring Sam Bay.
Hi guys.
How are you, darling?
Good, man.
You look fabulous.
Feeling good.
Good. You got your hair done.
Got my hair done. Mm-hmm. Had therapy this morning.
Sam Bay had therapy this morning. Can we normalize, because I'm always talking about therapy, and like obviously girls talk about therapy a lot. Can we normalize men going to therapy?
Yeah, men need therapy more than women.
Like, I just do think it's very healthy and very important. Sam is fucking obsessed with this football manager game.
Sorry, it's a lifestyle, okay? I'm taking Wrexham from League Two.
Put that away now.
Yeah,
do you want to tell us something about therapy, or no, you're not there yet?
No, I'm not there yet. No, it was really good. I just have shit to work on and I want to better myself across the board, so.
Love it.
Had a good time with him.
Good.
Yeah, shit's going well.
Our therapists are like...
My therapists are married.
It's so funny. Maybe we'll be going to couple counselling with them.
Thanks.
What? No, that's really healthy.
Like,
again,
with the two of them?
I think couple counselling is like, really healthy.
It'd be like teams.
Obviously, we don't need it now. Like, we're not married. But, like, I think couple counselling is a good idea.
Yeah, I think all types of counselling is a good idea.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure, everyone in LA has a therapist.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's quite...
I was going to say, like, the dentist, but I don't go to the dentist that much. I would say, like, my nail gal. No, I see my therapist more, actually. Would I? No, that's a bit of a lie. Okay, anyway, sidetracked as per. I got so sidetracked.
Can I give a little shout out?
Okay.
To Machine Gun Kelly's new song.
Yeah.
Don't be like that. You love it as early. Man.
I just don't think the girly worries.
I don't care. I'm sorry,
Machine
guys.
Gun Kelly.
But, man, I teared up the other night listening to it.
Yeah, you did. You did love it.
It's so vulnerable. And anyone who is of any interest, it is such a vulnerable song.
Okay, I want to shout out Madison Beer. I'm back on my Madison Beer hype. I fucking love her. Remember, I loved her for years.
Yeah.
And then I kind of forgot how much I loved her. So you shout out Machine Gun Kelly.
So mine was because like Machine Kelly, he's been
through it, you're saying.
He's just being very vulnerable and open, and I think a lot of shit
very
you
important.
Can resonate with.
Love it.
So sorry that I'm trying to help people. I'm on
no.
my therapeutic shit
no,
right
love
now.
Love it, love it, love it.
Right, go on, what's up?
So today's poll, let's just go right in.
Let's just head first, mate.
Let's just go right in. Today's poll. Your other half is moving to Australia. Do you A, try long distance? B, drop everything and go with them. C, break up because none of the above.
B or C?
You're thinking...
Long distance doesn't work.
Stay. That's a big statement. Okay, so you're saying the percentage...
So you're telling me if you moved to Australia and you didn't see each other for like a year.
Well, this is what we're going to talk about today. So you're saying...
What happened this morning with the competitiveness... What was it? It was last night.
I fucking knew this was going to come up.
Yeah, what
I
was
knew
it?
You were going to
And
bring
I said,
this up.
You fucking lied last week.
The shopping bags.
Oh my God,
Packing at Dunn's.
Packing at Dunn's. So last week you completely lied and said that you don't get competitive.
No, Sam.
No. We're sitting there last night and we're doing the shopping and we're bagging it up. And literally taking stuff out of my hands to put them in your bags.
No.
And I was like, do you want to do it? I'll let you come here on your
Sam Bay.
Yeah.
I say Sam when I'm being assertive.
Yeah, I know. And she calls me Sam, I know I'm in trouble.
Yeah. Sam.
Yeah.
It was not competitive.
It was fucking... It was
no, bad. Sam. Let me finish. I like the shopping bags to be organized because if I go to the fridge, I want everything in the fridge bag.
You're such a knob.
It's true.
You put the frozen broccoli in with the Nutella.
With the fridge. No, you did that.
No, I didn't.
You did that. You put the frozen broccoli in the bag with the Nutella.
No, we're not talking about this. Move on.
Well, you brought it up.
No,
you brought... No, see, you can't...
Oh, I can't wait for my next therapy session.
So I sending you is
you're
you
the topic of every
me?
Conversation. You're like a woodpecker to the side of my brain. It's constantly chipping away.
Listen.
Competitiveness is a good thing, man.
Okay.
You're a game player.
Okay. the look you gave me there. Okay, Sambay, so what do you think's most voted for? You said B, drop everything and go with them.
What's most voted for? C.
You think break up because none of the above is most voted for.
Yeah.
It's the least voted for.
Okay, then move with them.
So the girly worries want to make it work. So drop everything and go with them is 50%. Try long distance is 30%. And break up because none of the above is 20%. So, interesting, Sambay, maybe you're very much coming from a male perspective there.
Long distance doesn't work.
Okay, that's what we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
And then it is...
But like, it depends on how long we're into it. Like... With you, I'd move with you.
Okay.
But
that's what I wanted to ask.
Week one, I probably would.
So, a lot of DMs were saying, there should be a choice D, and choice D should be, why did they make that decision without you in the first place?
Because it's nothing to do with you.
Oh.
No, that goes back to how long we're together. If you turned around tomorrow and said I'm moving to Australia, then I'd be like, right, yeah, we live together.
Yeah.
But if you're going out with someone and you live at home and like...
No, okay, so I did say other half, so that's a big...
Okay, well then, okay. Yeah, fair enough. They probably should have told you.
It's nothing to do with you was a wild statement.
It was a bit wild, yeah. Yeah.
No, okay, so...
You know what I mean? Like, it's... Like,
yeah. Yeah. No, I so know what you're saying.
Get comfortable.
Yeah, get comfy there, babe. Our Ask Soundbite today is very much about this. So, I've had a few DMs from people that have done it. Okay, so. See, this one, I love the girly word. And this one, like, I got a lot of DMs about this. Like, people feel very passionately about this.
Well, yeah, I feel like everyone is leaving Ireland at the minute.
Everybody. Everybody. Okay, someone said, currently in this situation, my bae of 3 years is moving in 2 weeks. I had no interest in going, and it's not the kind of thing you can put yourself through for someone else, in my opinion. We debated long distance, but ultimately we knew it would make him want to come home. I want him to have a proper shot at it. Hopefully we meet again and he can tell me all about it.
Oh.
It's a him thing, not an us thing. I'm very proud of him. My God, that would break your heart. That's saying, really, hopefully we meet again and we can, and he can tell me all about it. That broke my heart.
Yeah, it was a really mature message, man.
Mm. Someone said, tried to do long distance 3 months in and just couldn't settle. So I'm heading home. Guess they're right when they say home is where the heart is.
Well, it's nice when you hear them going home because, like, I just think if you're not with someone every day, like, it's just so hard. You live, especially like Australia, you're awake at different times. It's just, you're not in the same world.
Agree more. Like, if you and me were in London or something, like, yeah, if we're, if London or Europe, okay. Like, but Australia is like a 24 fucking hour.
And it's like,
obviously not that, but you know what I mean?
No, it is.
It's 24 hours to get home. Yeah. And it's like, 12 hour huge, difference or huge time difference. Like, when you're waking up, they're going to bed. When they're waking up, you're going to bed. Like, you know, when you just need to talk to someone right now and you just want to cry to someone or give out to someone, and I have to send you a voice note and then you're not going to get back to me for 10 hours. I think that's devastating.
Yeah, that's why I don't think it would work.
Someone said, this happened to me 12 years and a baby later. We're still in Oz, very happy. So I think that's giving. She like dropped everything and moved with, which is great.
Sorry, say that again. They're having a baby.
Yeah, she said 12 years later. This happened to us and 12 years later and a baby later.
That's so cute. Congratulations.
Yeah. Someone said, I'm married to him, so I'd have to drop everything and go.
That's another thing. If you got married, you're fucked.
Like, you and me.
You and me, though. But, like, if...
We would drop everything and go with each other. But,
yeah, but if you...
Because I work for myself. And, like, you...
Yeah,
work.
And if it was nothing to do with work. But if you just turned around... I think, like, I don't want to move to Australia. Personally.
No, you think it's too far away.
It's too far away. Like,
I've got the passport.
Yeah, but, like, I think that if... Like, that could throw a spanner. Imagine I was like, no. Like,
yeah.
I just don't want to go there. And you're like, well, I'm going. One of us is going to have to give up something.
Yeah.
And it won't be me.
And then, someone said, I'll have to listen to see what I should have done. That makes me, I kind of hate the thought of that because I hate the thought of someone regretting, you know, like if you leave.
As in we don't know what she did. Like,
yeah, she goes, we'll have to listen to see what I should have done.
See, there's no right answer here.
Someone said, as someone who has done it for 3 years, if it works, it works. But you have to have a routine that suits you both.
3 years long distance. No. See, as well as that, I couldn't, like, one of my massive things is physical touch. Like, if I couldn't have a cuddle and not, like, I wouldn't be able to.
Yeah.
You just, not fall out of love, like, but you know what I mean? You just grow apart.
That's a big part of it. My boyfriend moved just there at the start of January. We're only young, but so far it has been really worth it and definitely not as bad as I thought it would be. I think she means doing long distance. That's okay. Very positive. That's great.
It's great when it works. It obviously works for people. Mm-hmm. I think
it can be made, like, if you absolutely are devoted to each other, it can be made work.
Yeah.
I was with my current boyfriend 6 months before he moved to New Zealand. I knew he was moving the whole time we were getting together. That's a big thing as well. You know, people start going on dates and you're going to be moving. He asked me to be his girlfriend a month before he left and I said yes. It caused me mental torture thinking of him traveling, possibly falling for someone else. I went to visit him after 2.5 months long distance. I was waiting for the text to say it could possibly be over. So I was a nervous wreck booking the flights. I went over in July for 3 weeks, had the most amazing time, but had to go home. I had a good permanent job at home and was told by my employer it would be a mistake to give everything up. I had to choose between my head and my heart, my friends, my family, or love and the adventure of a lifetime. Nearly 4 months after I went home in November, I returned to New Zealand and started the most amazing adventure. Saw the whole of New Zealand and my love for him grew more than ever. If I were to talk to anyone in this situation, I'd say if you think he's worth it, do it.
Daddy. So she went with fuck your employer saying you're making a mistake.
Oh.
That's amazing. Well done.
Oh, another one. Okay, so this question is actually going to... This reply is going to lead us to our question. My partner is moving to Australia in summer, but I'm locked into my contract for another year. I was prepared to do long distance for the year, but he isn't.
Oh.
Yeah, and that is going to bring us to our... A lot of people are obviously in this situation. And again, like you said, the whole of Ireland seems to emigrate to Australia.
Yeah, a couple of my best mates are gone.
Your friends, I have friends. Yeah. I literally said this in my other episode. Like, my three siblings are there.
Yeah.
It's just everybody. Everybody.
Everyone wants to get out of Ireland, isn't
it? Okay. So this is titled Dilemma. Hello, Sophie and Sambe. So excited for season 3 of The Girly Really Show. Love you both. Oh, we love you. Thank you. We love you so much. So I have a dilemma I was wondering if you guys could help me with. My boyfriend and I have been dating for 4 years. I've always been obsessed with travel. I mainly solo travel for weeks at a time.
I love
them. Yeah. Whereas my boyfriend takes holidays for a week max. So they're very differently aligned in travel.
Yeah.
Summer, just after COVID, I did a J1 and went to the States. At the time, my boyfriend was quite upset, but eventually understood this is what I wanted to do. Last summer, I went to Australia and spent a few months there traveling around. Again, my boyfriend was annoyed. We would be doing long distance again, but he could get over it. However, it has been 5 months since I left Australia and I can't stop thinking about it. I want to emigrate even just for 1 year, ASAP. Brackets, currently just graduated from college and I hate my job and degree choice. Oh, poor thing. That's a big thing to be going through, is hating your job and degree choice. We both felt that, yeah. My boyfriend, on the other hand, told me he would think about it as he's never really travelled, etc. So I got super excited. Fast forward a few weeks later, I was talking about the Aussie situation again and he said he won't think about it as he knows he never wants to leave Ireland and how selfish it is of me asking him to leave, etc. I'm heartbroken as I really thought he might come. I'm not sure how to proceed from here, having known that eventually, if I do decide to go to Aussie or anywhere, he ultimately won't come. Any advice? Thanks, guys. XOXO. No, XOX. Wasn't Gossip Girl. Ooh.
The first thing that jumps to mind is break up with each other.
Sorry, darling. You said that very fast.
First thing that jumps to mind is break up with each other.
So, I tend to agree. Like, when you look at it as the poll, he's not giving her the option to try long distance.
I think he's handling it wrong in terms of calling her selfish and stuff, but I don't think he's wrong. It's not his fault that, like, I wouldn't do long distance. Like, I refuse to. Now, me and you, I'd go with you. But if he doesn't want to go, like, that's just he wants to stay home.
Yeah, exactly. So, he doesn't want to do long distance.
He's
set in stone.
And she seems pretty set that she wants to travel. Yeah. And don't not travel, because you'll look back when you're 35 and say, why didn't I go?
I think.
And if you stay with him, you'll resent him. Yeah.
I think, okay, this feels like a really tough answer we're giving.
Harsh, like.
Yeah. It's tough love today.
Yeah.
Usually I'm more gentle love. Mm. I kind of think I'm going tough love here. And I think that's going to hold you back. Your heart is like aching to go to Australia.
Yeah, and that's not going to change.
And that's not going to change, especially not living in Ireland. Sorry, it's fucking miserable here.
Yeah.
Like, compared to Australia, you've had the taste.
Yeah, you've been there. Don't do it. And even if you do it for a year and you come back, it could be things could work out again, or you meet someone over there. Or I think this could be a thing that in 20 years you look back and you could have a fucking family in Australia and you're like, imagine I didn't come here.
Because you're not risking anything, because it's not like you've never done. I think, oh my God, and this was in Mel Robbins had Stephen Bartlett on her podcast the other week. And they said the biggest risk in life is staying stagnant, not changing.
Yeah.
Because what you're risking there is years of potential happiness or huge opportunities. So it's kind of like what they're talking about with someone wanting to leave a job. She wanted to be a teacher, but she was working at a bank. And he was like, the biggest risk is you wasting another five years in the bank instead of giving it a go. You could find out in a week's time that teaching isn't for you. But the biggest risk.
And that's what I was going to say is that if you go to Australia and a month in, you're like you're just getting a flight, like
lessons
you're home.
Learned.
But I just think that if you have the bug, like if you've been, like I've done Canada.
Yeah.
And I loved Canada.
Yeah.
But I'm not sitting here going, fuck, I need to.
You'd go back.
Whereas like Ben, my mate, lived over there. And now he's like, oh, fuck, I'd love to be there. And or whatever. He wanted to go back. And I don't have that, so I know. But if you have that, like that does not leave you. Like
it won't. That itch to go, even if it's a year, I think you have to do it.
Go and do it. And do we have an age?
I was just going to say, I don't have an age, but I see a gorgeous little profile photo and young queen.
Go. I just think the one thing, like we go back to it, like you will resent him. And that's not your fault and it's not his fault, but you will. Yeah. Like you'll just be like, I'm here because of you. And then imagine he's break up in a couple of months.
Totally. And resentment in the long run, even if he is your lobster and like you do stay together. Resentment in the long run is like the biggest cause of divorce.
Divorce, yeah.
That took a big turn, but you know it actually is. It does. Like it's one of the leading causes is resentment.
So do you want to like the thing? Then you look at it. Then so if you take that into account and you plan out the whole thing and you don't go, are you kind of doomed for failure anyway? So you're biting the bullet now and ripping off the band-aid. And
Sammy,
you're just
I couldn't agree more.
Do you know what I mean? Like it's kind of
like the risk thing. I couldn't agree more.
You're just prolonging the same outcome.
I couldn't agree more because I just don't know if you're going to be happy here with him, and then you're watching people in Australia and all you can think is I'm not there because of him. It is.
Yeah,
you would
be
blaming
resentment.
Him.
Yeah, and you would, and that's human nature. Mm-hmm. Like that's, which like isn't fair, but it's going to happen. Yeah, right? Do you know what I mean?
Natural.
That's what happens. Like so.
This
I think you just, you go, and if, look, you could try the long distance because he's not going to fucking end.
No, you see, I'm like, a compromise person. This is my one thing. I'm like, it's quite unfair if he's not going to give you any compromise. Like, if he'd at
least
try.
He should say, okay, we'll give it a go and see how it goes.
At least try. And I know he's done the long distance thing before because you have been away and you've done it before. But again, like, if this person is your soulmate, that like, you make things work.
But I will say one thing from his point of view, just because
that's why you're here.
That's why I'm here. Is that he's done it twice now.
Yeah.
One was what, 4 or 5 months?
Yeah.
Or a couple of months. And then, So like
J1 and then.
And then Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in fairness, even though it's his decision to stay here, it's so much harder being here. Like when you're away, you're on holiday. Like even if you're working and stuff, if you're in Australia.
Absolutely.
So it's easier for her to do long distance from that side of the pond than him to do it here because he's just waking up to the same shit. Same day.
You're dead fucking right.
So you have to take that into
account
as
well. You're dead fucking right. Who's
talking about
this?
He might just
recently?
Say, I don't like.
It is so, it's not easier. Actually, I won't say it's so much easier because there's homesick and there's regret. There's a lot of feelings with being the one moving, but you're also so distracted.
Yeah.
Whereas so say if Sambay off he goes to Australia, he's living his new life, he's meeting new people. I'm here in the same rainy Dublin. Nothing's changed, same routine, same people. I love my people, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's same routine, same gym, same this, same that. He is finding a new gym, a new life, a new person, a new work,
new friends, new bars, new everything. Like, and it's just everything. And that makes it.
And you're probably waking up at 6 a.m. and going for a run. Yeah. And like you in Australia, you are living such a happy, healthy lifestyle.
Yeah.
It's just the thing there. Like apparently it's like hard not to be the 6 a.m. runner.
Yeah.
Because it's just like so normal there. But great, great point, Bay, is it is so hard for the person that's staying put.
Yeah. And I think because he's done it twice, maybe he's like, listen, I've done it twice, man. I didn't like it. And it's... And then you've trust. Like, you've another thing of you don't know if they're getting with people, if they're both sides of you. So I just, that's why I don't like long distance, man. It's just too messy.
You've never done it, have you?
No. I don't know why it took so long to answer that question.
So you're just thinking of all your girlfriends.
Oh, my one other girlfriend.
I did do long distance for 6 months.
It was during college, wasn't it?
During college, I had a boyfriend that went on a J1. And in fairness, I did go visit. So that did break up the missing each other. I did go to New York. I really wanted him to come home for my sister's wedding and he couldn't, and I was devastated at the time. Long distance is really shit.
Yeah, like
it's
you're
really
with
fucking
someone
hard
to be with them.
And actually I was the person that I was at home, nothing had changed, but he was gone meeting new people, living a new life. It was America, so the time difference wasn't great. But at the time, we weren't going to break up over it. I definitely wanted to try the long distance.
See, the difference with that, though, as well, is that you had a 6-month calendar on it.
Yes.
Like, he had to come back from college.
Yeah.
For college.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, this, I think, like, if you had gone twice already, if you'd gone twice already, and, like, realistically, this girl's probably going to live abroad for the rest of her life.
Yeah,
like,
it's giving. It's giving. She is destined to be.
And he's clued into that. And then men can't communicate shit. So he's calling you selfish and stuff. But what he's really saying is, please don't leave me.
Yeah.
But, like, it's not fair of him to ask that question either. Like, you know what I mean? And he knows he can't ask that. So he's trying to spin it. He'll never ask you to stay because.
It's so selfish of hers.
And it's selfish of him to say stay.
Yeah.
Shit situation, and go to Australia. I know that sounds harsh, but like,
I know, but I think you're dead right, babe.
Yeah, I just think you need to go and have fun, and if it works out, it works out.
And like, you'll either come back to each other. It's kind of like that girl saying, like, I just let him go and maybe we'll meet it again and he'll tell me all about it. Like, I know that's heartbreaking. Like, that was even heartbreaking when I read that girl's message when she said that, but also such a mature, beautiful way to say it and put it. But I think with big things like this, like, it's
yeah, and you'll never, but you're never, the thing is, I don't think you'll ever really regret it, because look, if you don't get back with this fella and you go, it's heartbreaking, it's upsetting. I was heartbroken when my ex-girlfriend and me broke up, but I found you and now I couldn't imagine life without you. So like, there will be someone that will.
I don't think you ever regret a choice like moving somewhere. Or at least you shouldn't, because it is such a lesson. What you should regret is the not doing it. And when people, like, you see interviews with older people, everything they regret is what they didn't do.
Yeah, like, I regret not staying in Canada for a bit longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't regret going.
No.
You had a great time. Or sometimes maybe you could go somewhere and you had the shit, like, it could be horrendous. But there's no point in regretting it.
No, you've learned something from it.
You learned something. You may have had to spend so much money and you lost it, but you learned something. You didn't learn anything by just staying here and staying home and staying put in the everyday life where there is no growth, there is rot, I love that saying, and nothing fun, exciting and worth happening or having happens in the comfort zone.
No.
Like, it's just so boring.
Yeah.
It's too boring to stay there all the time. Yeah. Obviously, we stay there a majority of the time because that's life, you know.
Yeah, but you don't evolve if you don't step outside it.
Exactly. This is giving evolvement. This is giving, I love you, but I gotta love me. Yeah. Evolvement.
Evolution. We got evolution for that one? Or?
Is that a new word?
Evolution.
Did you just come up with that? Well done.
Yeah, I just came up with that, man.
Well done.
Because
the real world.
Yeah.
The real word is evolvement.
Not involvement, just evolvement.
So what we're saying to this girl is just fucking pack your bags and go.
Yeah, I think so, man.
No regrets, girl. I'm so excited for you.
Yeah, go and have fun, man. If you're thinking about it,
just do it, man. You have the bug. I'm sorry if he's listening. He's probably like, fuck you guys. But like, I'm sorry, pal.
Yeah, but bro, you're not going to be happy either. Like,
you're not going to be happy
when she gets pissed off because it's pissing rain here.
Because you held her back. Yeah, you can't be holding her back. I'm sorry, bro.
You can't, man.
Sorry, bro. We just can't be doing that.
No. Let her fly free, man.
Let her fly free.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that our answer? I think that's our answer for everybody. So in the poll, what would you have picked? Break up? You would not break up with me if I was like Sam.
In the first six months or so.
Oh, okay. Early on. Okay. I thought I was the love of your life.
You were, but I'm not fucking moving to Australia. So. I don't care who you are. No, I'd rather be a bachelor. They moved to Australia. You know what I'm like? I need my family near me. Go away. You're trying to get me in trouble.
Yeah, you do. You're a homebird. So am I.
Yeah, I can't. If I didn't,
but I also, but I think if you're like, Sophie, I have to go to Australia, like I just have to go, I'd be like, let's go.
No, look, at this stage, I'm going anywhere with you. I don't care.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, I'm taking from the point of view that these are all probably like 22, 23. Like, we're 27.
Yeah.
Don't give up the best years of your life, as they say, which is every year should be. But like, fucking sitting around doing something you don't want to do.
What I would say is, I agree. I'm not,
Yeah.
Your hair looks lovely.
Thanks. Quite Johnny Depp, isn't it?
Oh, purr. What
I'm not saying I look like him. I'm just saying, fuck off. Like, 90s or something, go away.
Okay, darling, we better wrap this up.
Better wrap that one up.
Sorry, I feel like your QRA was kind of short today because I talked so much in Justice Girls. Did it feel like I was talking for ages? A little bit.
It was all right.
All right. It's all right.
Sure.
Can I get a spicy margarita later?
If you want.
Can we go somewhere? Yeah, we're going to meet my family. Let's get a spicy mark.
I'm driving.
You're driving. I'll get a spicy mark.
Jay would kill me.
On the rocks. Spice mark on the rocks is what I've learned. Get it on ice in a tumbler jar, a glass. It's not nice in a coupe or in a martini. I don't want it in a tumbler glass. I'm a strong believer of it has to be in the right glass. The right glass. Drink is nothing without the right glass. Yeah. And salt on the rim tray.
Look at red in my hand.
What's wrong?
It's all bruised.
Oh, that's from you caught it in the door. Okay, we've got to go.
Sorry. Yeah.
Wait, we never did naked fashion. Oh my God. Girlies, Sammy, take it away.
Thank you to Naked Fashion for sponsoring this podcast. Check the description.
Sammy loves an ad read.
I don't. Check the link in the description for deals and shit.
Oh yeah, purr. We love you, Naked. Thank you so much. Thanks, for sponsoring Naked. Us for season 3. We love and adore you. You can always find me wearing Naked on Instagram, where you can get inspo for outfits, etc. And you can shop the link below. I love you. 100% off on Naked Fashion.
I just told them that. Why did you ask me to do it if you wasn't going to do it anyway? Like, we had this conversation. before we go, that when we walked in, Sophie would let me decide on something and then ask to swap with me no matter what it is. So we go to a restaurant, I'll sit in a seat, and she'll wait till we're settled and a beer. And do you mind if we swap? Okay, we came in here. I sat down. Do you know what? I'd actually like to sit in that one. Sophie is sitting in the opposite seat that she sits in every week, but because I sat there.
I don't know what it is. And then my nails. I put up a poll, will I get navy or brown? Everyone said brown, so I got navy.
Yeah, she asked for my opinion. Will I wear these shoes or those shoes? It's got to the point where I'm literally like, why do you ask me?
I don't know, wait, I can't explain that. I'm sorry.
You're just a knob. Like, do you have to, like, you just have to go against everyone else? You just have a little bit of an authority problem.
I was going to say, is that like a God complex or something?
Yeah, you think, I just don't think you do out with people telling you what to do.
Oh, I fucking don't.
Yeah. Stop asking for advice on things.
No, I love getting everyone's advice. Yeah, just not listening. Okay, girlies, we love you. And
love you guys.
We'll love you and leave you. We love you so much. Thank you so much for listening. We will catch you next week on Justice Girls and your Q, RA.
See you next week, guys.
Bye.